Megan Ritchie Wolfarth has three children in the Cobb schools. She was alarmed to learn last year the district was running such a large deficit. Wolfarth talked to other parents who were also surprised. She then co-founded the Funding Awareness Campaign for Education, or Face It Cobb.
This is a grassroots movement, and we've been committed to a focus of educating people on the facts.
Wolfarth says Face It Cobb doesn't endorse a particular solution to the district's money problems.
People talk about the 62 exemption. What can we do about that?
The 62 exemption excuses Cobb homeowners who are 62 years of age and older from paying school taxes.
People talk about the millage rates in Cobb County. I think it's at 18.9 and caps off at 20. Could we go to 20? Again, not advocating anything, but just saying these are options.
Wolfarth says Face It Cobb does want state officials to fully fund Georgia's education funding formula. Governor Nathan Deal has called that an unrealistic standard, but said he hopes to spend more on education next year. Face It Cobb plans to hold him and other lawmakers to that during a rally at the state capitol next month. Martha Dalton, WABE News.